Hello, I am Siva, and I live in Lima, Peru. I found RMI in September 2015. My restoration journey began when I arrived at RMI because I was emotionally and spiritually destroyed, living in a very serious marriage crisis, about to get divorced, with my family totally destroyed because of my stupidity, because I didn't know God. And I lived the last years of my marriage. At that time, I was married 17 years, being a foolish woman who was blinded by the evil of the world. RMI made me understand that it was the right place for me. My beloved heavenly husband brought me here. He had planned that I could meet him through this beautiful ministry. I could feel him when I read the first paragraph of Hope at Last. My beloved was in charge of guiding me through each resource and the trials that I live. Here at RMI, I learned how I should depend on my beloved. Thanks to this ministry, I was able to know my beloved so intimately. I could learn to live for him. If I had not come here, I would not feel this love so beautiful, which gave me much peace and joy, even in difficult times. RMI is my ministry, my home, my family. They have shown me so much with their love, and it is an absolutely beautiful guide to my beloved. The change in me was very radical. I never imagined it. But my beloved caught me and I fell in love in such a way that I decided by my own conviction to try to please him every day and apply his principles, word by word, and I could really enjoy in a short time having now my beloved. So many blessings and wonderful situations that he has allowed me to live, he supernaturally changed my life. Because he not only worked in me, my beloved worked in my entire family. I clung so much to his promises that until today I see one by one fulfill all the ones I have written down on my 3x5 cards stuck on the covers from my Bible. And my list of answered prayers keeps growing thanks to his love. I was interested in becoming a minister. Because I realized that there were many women in the same situation. Every day many women came to the ministry, and I knew how I could help them. So I began to pray and ask my beloved for guidance. He said through his word in Luke chapter 22 verse 32, which says, "But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Then I understood that he wanted me to help the women by guiding them to pray, teaching them the lessons, sharing and encouraging women to depend on him in a closer way. That is why with the guidance of him and the support of Erin and Loda, I started the first prayer group in my country. I know that my beloved was the one who guided me to this beautiful task of being a minister. I have learned a lot as a minister. I learned from a wise woman who told me without words, my sister and friend Lota. I learned to close my mouth and leave conflict situations that may arise in the hands of God. I learned to give a lot of love. Even when they turned their backs on me. I learned to console even when I needed comfort. I learned that everything I did, I had to always do in consultation with my beloved heavenly husband. I have gained a lot of experience in dealing with each situation of each woman who comes to RMI. Even with elderly or older women who have attended church for years and think differently from us about depending on the Lord. I learned to trust that my beloved has everything to do his work and sustains me in all time and need, in all areas of my life. And I have won the love, respect, and consideration of many women. I am surprised as my love takes the vial and makes something precious. His love is so beautiful. My beautiful love, my heavenly husband, is the first in my life. This happened many years ago. Since 2016, I fell in love, and he didn't let his love go out. He feeds our love day by day. Every day since I started to look for him, he always showed me his answer at any time or place. He did beautiful things, like showing a sign in the street on a public lighting pole, telling me, "Trust in God. He never changes. For him, nothing is impossible." I remember reading that poster when getting off the bus, and I only laughed with many tears of emotion because I had just been praying on the bus for a spiritual need for my husband. The more I talked to him, the more I could feel his love inside me. He's my everything. Without him, I feel empty and lifeless. I can't start my day without talking to my beloved first. That is how indispensable and important he is to me. I only ask my beloved to strengthen and keep my marriage full of love, because he has already restored it and continues to restore it. My husband and I are united with the love of my beloved, and even though we have trials, we live full of love and peace in our home. My beloved is healing the wounds that the crisis left, because I see daily how my beloved put so much love in my early husband to heal his wounds and also to love me and fills me with love. The resource that has helped me the most is the book How God Can and Will Restore Your Marriage, which has been my favorite. Well, I have read, reread, and listened to the audiobooks, and each of the books I have read have all taken me to new levels of intimacy, faith, and strength. I must also say that the book Salvation Stories touched my heart so much. Every time I filled out the form, I was full of tears of emotion because I felt so identified with each beautiful salvation story. This book became one of my favorites. I had a desire to be a minister, and I simply dedicated myself to supporting with all my heart as a volunteer. And from there, I began to advance my courses, persevering as much as I could. Many times I stopped moving forward due to some situations that I experienced, difficult tests. However, I continue and I want to continue learning and also contributing the experience that I am gaining. I have very clear in my heart, my mind, and my spirit that we are the church of our beloved, that I don't need to go to a place, temple, or building to find my beloved heavenly husband. My dependence is absolutely on him, and only he directs my life. And that is what I learned here at RMI, and that is why I become a member of Restoration Fellowship, a church without walls. I met my precious heavenly love in sad and dark days, which completely damaged my family. But I found this ministry and the book that was a powerful weapon of my beloved to convince me that he was in charge of everything. And there I began to love my beautiful heavenly husband in a genuine and true way. It was so beautiful, the feel when it manifested itself in a supernatural way, in every way, because I said or asked for something that was really impossible for me in every aspect. But he moved things in such a way that everything became so simple.
and he managed to fulfill every desire of my heart, leaving me in awe. My beloved did so much for me that today I don't have enough words to thank for having rescued me from the mud. I felt loved and protected again, as I feel today after almost 5 years. And as I write these memories, I still feel so full of his love and his mercy. He has kept his words to never leave me alone. He saved me. And by saving me, he taught me that what he did with me, I will also have to do it with others. And there are more stories of salvation every day. I would like to tell you, beautiful woman, who is listening or reading my bio, that you are not alone in this situation. Although everything seems destroyed, our beloved Lord has the power, strength, and weapons to win your battles. He's your protector, your savior, your heavenly husband. He's the one who will give you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and the assurance that everything will change for you. Cling to him, depend on his wonderful love, and let yourself be transformed. No matter what you see or what happens, just surrender to him, and I am completely sure that you will see his glory. Someone who lived through the worst destruction tells you, and now she sees great things. Yes, the greatness and power of my beloved heavenly husband's love, who transformed and built what for the human being is impossible. So do not surrender to your circumstances. Better surrender to the Lord. He's our only option. Nobody like him. I know that soon I will see your testimony, beautiful woman. Blessing, precious. If you want to read more about my journey, click on #Siva to read my press report or Abundant Life Lessons.